and Vikings. But right now, it's time. Why did I say it right now? Why did I say that?
Ian McNaughton on
us. I don't know. I just got real British on it. But right now, it's time to sashay in the observation deck with the great Gordo, brought to us by McDonald's, man's best friend, D&M Leasing, and Ulta Nation.
Thanks, bad British accent guy. All right, it is Friday here on the O-Deck, and that means it's time to award our Bear Trap Ribbon of the Week. Now, just like the unsuspecting bear walking in the woods, we humans walk our social landscape, unaware of the traps that lay hidden beneath. Could be someone's hidden disability, could be a recent death or a sad cancer diagnosis. Whatever the trap is, it's usually sprung by our attempts at wit and humor to lubricate our social interactions. And that's when we feel something suddenly clamp down on our leg. We realize we, too, have been snared in the social bear trap. We read three. We choose a winner.
I bet Corby has been a victim of a bear trap or two.
Oh, everyone's been a victim of a bear trap. You make some comment about someone's leg, and then you look down and they realize they don't have a leg or something like that. It's horrible.
Yeah, been there, done that.
All right, our first entry comes to us from Amy.
Hey, now.
She's female with female parts in her areas. She says...
ridiculous.
The first bear trap entry I want to make is in regards to my brother-in-law. When my sister first introduced me to my brother-in-law, who at the time was her boyfriend, but later became my brother-in-law, she really didn't give me too much background information about him and the pitfalls to stay away from. We met at Bennigan's and all was well. We ordered a few drinks, which equals trouble, she says. The meet and greet was almost over, and I just had to tease her boyfriend before leaving. That's when I tried to get clever. My inner comedian started to appear, and I said something to the effect of, I knew we were all in the clear when there was no mention of an abnormality to avoid, such as a mole or a lazy eye. So she makes a comment like this. I knew you'd be a good guy when she didn't mention that you had a big mole or a lazy eye. I kept going on, trying to be all Kathy Griffin, when I noticed that their enthusiasm and laughter did not match mine. In fact, they had the look of terror in their eyes. I was doing a quick inventory and asked, what did I say? My sister then states that the boyfriend has a glass eye, which also resembles a lazy eye that he incurred during a bar fight many years ago.
Oh,
my gosh.
I had a big bag of nothing after this was said.
And they eventually got married?
Yeah.
And how can you tell that you have a glass eye?
She says it has been rocky. It has been rocky for us ever since. And that was 13 years ago.
Oh. See, if you have a glass eye, I guess I haven't seen him too much, but if you have one, shouldn't it be like bright orange or something?
Safety orange. It should be Hunter safety orange.
Right, so you know that it is a glass eye, so you don't make that mistake?
Yeah, or maybe just some sort of like automotive warning lettering that says glass eye and an arrow pointing up on your cheek or something like that. Just so everyone knows what they're dealing with.
I think that the glass eye, it ought to just be completely black. Like made of, what is it, onyx?
Yeah.
Something like that. It ought to just be black where you know, okay, that's obviously just a placeholder that he's got.
Right, it looks really creepy, you know, like a lava rock or something.
Yeah, well, that would hurt.
Rock. All right, you don't have to play Dick Vitale drops.
Or you get something that flashes, sends out
a
beam.
Warning. Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. But I think that the idea is the person with the glass eye is trying to fool you. So they shouldn't get mad at you when they do fool you. I mean, they're buying, you know, a $3,000 eye to put in there.
Can they
look
take
real.
That out?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
That's weird.
They
how
just
does it
reach
not...
into the corner and you can pop it out. Shoot
eyeballs
it across the room
eyeballs...
or bounce it all across the table.
Eyeballs are weird.
Eyeballs
like,
are
how
weird.
Do they stay in and stuff? And
ocular muscles, Corby.
And how do they not... How come, you know, all the sports that we
you
grew
ever gouge
up playing...
a girl's eye out?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
That's kind of cool.
I am not letting the Brant break out this morning.
The Brant.
That's the Brant. Or the Rant.
Are you drunk?
Maybe.
The Brant.
Okay.
You ever known someone who had a glass eye?
This is a good idea.
Only
have,
on
a
television.
Have a tiger eye.
Yeah, a tiger eye.
Mm-hmm.
See, some people do that with the contacts.
How cool would that be? Like, you know, when you walk into a room and your cats are there, your dogs, and they open their eyes and it's dark and it's all yellowy looking or whatever. That's what a human glass eye should be.
They should be reflective.
Right.
Yeah. Where at night, you know, other drivers can see you with your two glass eyes.
There goes Ken.
What is he driving? He's got two glass eyes. Shouldn't be driving.
All right, that's a pretty good bear trap.
All right.
I bet that was a very uncomfortable dinner afterwards.
Our second candidate comes to us from Doug. He says the person at the center of this bear trap is my mother. Actually, there's two bear traps here. Let me tell you that my dad is full-blooded Chicano.
Oh good man. God almighty!
And my mom is a Georgia-born white girl. Thus, I'm what some refer to as a coconut. Brown on the outside, white on the inside.
Yummy, Mark.
And I don't know much of the Spanish. I certainly look the part as I have dark hair, eyes, and skin tone. I was the only Hispanic kid in every school I attended from preschool through high school.
Hey, good morning, man.
What are you was a question I heard a lot growing up. Well, some odd 40 years ago, I was a toddler. My mom and I were in the grocery store checkout line, and she was holding me so that I was facing the lady behind us. I guess I made a few googly faces at her and caught her attention in some way, but for some reason, she tapped my mom on the shoulder to get her attention and said, "That was so wonderful of you to adopt one of those Guatemalan earthquake babies."
Oh, no. Holy cow.
What the heck is she thinking?
This out-of-the-blue supposition as to my heritage garnered the lady a rather terse, "This is my son, thank you," from my mom.
Thank you.
The lady was so stunned by the suddenness and harshness of the trap's jaws slamming shut on her ankle that she couldn't manage anything more than a murmured, terribly sorry.
Why would you just assume that?
I don't know. And even if you did assume it, you don't mention it. You don't say out loud, "That's so nice of you to adopt one of those Guatemalan earthquake babies."
Earthquake babies.
That sounds like something Norm would say.
You know what? That was really nice of you to
adopt an earthquake baby.
A Guatemalan earthquake
one
baby.
One that was less than white.
So his second bear trap involving his mom involves his mom getting caught in one. He says they were at, his mom took him to a Tom McCann store to get him some new shoes. So as we're waiting for the guy to come back from the back with the shoes, it's always the shoe store, it has the most back. They always have to go to the back.
Mm-hmm.
In the
shoe
gear
store.
Is. As we're waiting for the guy to come from the back with the shoes, my mom leans over to the lady sitting next to us and points to her child's feet and says, "I think the salesman put your son's shoes on the wrong feet." And the woman waits for a little bit and then says, "Those are corrective shoes, ma'am. Hmm. Thank you."
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, was all my mom could meekly mumble as she realized what she'd stepped in was A, painful, and B, securely anchored to the ground, and C, escape would not be forthcoming anytime soon. So he witnessed this one. He remembered this one. He was old enough to remember his mom making a joke about, I guess it was a joke or an observation that the sales guy had put on the wrong shoes on the wrong feet.
Awkward.
Meanwhile, this kid's getting up and walking like a newborn
like
colt.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Dan, you make a joke out of damned everything.
And then finally, our third candidate comes to us from Justin. Back in January of 1995, after breaking up with my girlfriend of 8 months, I had trouble getting back into the dating scene. I tried and was just shot down over and over and over again. Well, in February of that year, the company I worked for hired this beautiful 19-year-old girl. Mm. I asked her out many times. She always turned me down. But finally, in
That's
July
a good sign.
Of 95, she agreed to go out with me. But only after I started buying her alcohol.
She's
19, and she's hooking up with an older guy to get alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
After dinner, we went back to my car and started making out. After about 30 minutes, she asked if I had protection.
Oh, gosh.
And if I wanted to continue this at her house. Her parents were out of town and we would be alone. I was so excited and I thought I was king of the world. While driving to her home, with the biggest smile on my face, we crossed by Duck Creek. It was around 9 p.m. and after a hot Texas Whack. Summer day and a vehicle with no air conditioning, because I had no money to fix it because I was trying to get laid from this girl and spending all my money on her, I had the windows rolled down when a warm breeze came into my car. Along with the breeze, there was the disabling smell of raw sewage and almost made both of us throw up. As we were both gagging, I looked over at her and told her, quote, close your legs, the smell is awful.
What?
To this day...
I'm marking that.
To this day, I do not know why I uttered those words. I hoped she didn't hear what I just said, but her silence assured me she heard every word, and the next light, she opened the car door and said, I will close my legs for you, got out of the car and slammed the door. The following Monday at work, I thought I could at least apologize since she wasn't answering my calls, but I never got the chance because she never showed up for work again.
Oh, my God.
She was so uncomfortable, she didn't come back to work.
Didn't even come back to work.
What was he thinking?
He was...
It doesn't matter if it's first date, 20 years into a marriage, you never say that.
Lose your legs?
You mean that phrase has never come up in your marriage?
No!
You've never said that to anyone.
No,
I know that you've made a joke like that to your wife before.
Never.
Never?
Have you?
No. Maybe.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, he's so abrasive and
what
over
are you
the
doing?
Top.
As a course, joke, laughing.
Those don't...
No. Mm-mm. You never.
Then I'll stop.
That's crossing the stream somehow.
That is.
You don't ever do anything that remotely relates to bathroom with a woman.
No. Do you rip them in front of her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No, Corby. We got to reprogram you. You should never do that.
It makes her laugh.
Really?
Yes. It's funny.
But it's,
yeah, that's
it's
for the guys,
enemy
though.
Of reproduction.
The enemy?
The enemy? Yes. Shut up. Can I add one real quick?
Yeah.
A bear trap, because it involves Danny Bayless.
All right.
Oh, good.
He's out with his friends, and there's one guy that he kind of knows but kind of doesn't know. This happened last week. And they're out at this bar, and they're talking about something about going to college, and somebody makes...
I'm not going to go to college.
Stop.
College sucks.
Somebody... Not going to college sucks, too.
Somebody makes reference to the point, well, yeah, it's tough because all the girls, when they're freshmen, they gain the freshman 15. And they're kind of giggling about that, how all girls gain 15 pounds their freshman year. Well, this woman walks by as the four or five of them are sitting there talking, and she's... maybe just a tad bit large. And Danny looks at her and goes, yeah, like that girl right there. And right then, the guy that he kind of knows, kind of doesn't know, goes, that's my girlfriend.
Oh. Oh, I got to put my head down on my
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, she's a great big fat person.
To which Danny says, well...
She looks great, I mean.
No, he goes, listen to this cover-up. Well, she's wearing a coat. I mean, I really can't tell.
Ah, the old coat cover-up.
How awkward!
The noted...
I go, dude, did you leave? He's like, no, I stuck around.
Oh, my gosh, that's horrible.
It's a bear trap.
That is a bear trap.
All right, we got a vote. We got three candidates here. Was it the not being aware of the glass eye, and it's the guy that her sister ends up marrying, so she has to see this guy for the rest of her life, although he can't see her. Is it the... Guatemalan earthquake baby,
pretty
coupled
amazing
with the corrective shoes, or is it the
close your legs, the smell is awful?
It's got to be that one. You cannot top that.
Is that a bear trap or is that just stupid?
No, it is
a bear
just
trap.
Stupid. I don't think it's a classic bear trap because he's not walking into a situation he's unaware of,
right?
But he's caught up in the moment, just kind of joking around, and he's so
it
giddy.
It is an example of trying to use humor to lubricate a social situation, and it stops it down.
Yeah.
Boy,
so we're going to count it as a bear trap here. Now, that is an extremely awkward one, but I would make the argument that the lazy eye one has enduring consequence.
Because that will go on forever.
Right.
For as long as they're alive.
Yeah, like,
married.
That was awkward for that kid for... that day, and then the girl never showed up for work again, and so it was over with. I vote for lazy eye.
I think I'm still going to vote for Close Your Legs. That one just gets me. And when we do Greatest Bear Traps of 2010, I want to reread it.
Yeah, it's such a napalm.
I mean, the guy offering. Is driving on his way to the house to nail a 19-year-old, a hot 19-year-old that was the focus of his entire company.
And I mean, he blows it all up.
Yes, and then he just set off an atomic bomb.
To where she gets out at the next
light.
To where
she gets out at a stoplight.
And doesn't show up for work the
next
time.
Right, and quits her job. That is the most devastating bomb you can set off.
All right, well, congratulations to that guy for being abrasive and over the
top.
Justin,
you won the Bear Trap Award of the Week.
648 here on Sports Radio 1310. The